Okay, in the Gemara where I involve Amid Beis, three lines from the top of the page, in the Schottenstein's Gemara was 76b1, in the middle of the first column. Okay? The Mishnah until now, basically was saying that a person needs to do research into any girl that he wants to marry. You need to do research to make sure that she's a kosher. No, I involve. page 152. And you have to check out, and the Gemara was saying eight parents back, you have to check out to make sure that the girl is kosher. But Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, this is a very easy Gemara today, by the way. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. This checking obligation that you have when you marry a girl, you have to really check into the family, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Aval Chachamim Eimrim, Chachamim say, Kol mishpachas becheskes kashrus heim. Oh yeah, all the families are kosher until proven not kosher. Now, as according to the Chacham, you don't need to check into a family. A nice Jewish family, you can marry into the family. So the Gemara says, "Eini, it's not true," because Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Rav Chama Bar Guri said the name of Rav. Mishnah Seinu, our Mishnah is speaking. When does our Mishnah say you need to check four generations back? When a woman's fitness, not the gym fitness, kosher fitness, was questioned. So how could we say that Rav Meir holds you have to check, but the Chacham holds you never have to check, when the Gemara says this, that our Mishnah says you need to check, is only when there's a question rising. And then everybody says you have to check. So like, what are you talking about? So the Gemara answers, you're right. You're right, there's two different opinions what Rav said. One opinion, Rav said that this is the opinion of Rav Meir, but the Chacham Mahod, you never need to check. Another opinion of Rav said that our Mishnah is speaking when a question comes up. The difference is very simple. La Halacha, you don't have to check. You assume a girl's going, you don't have to go four mothers back to see what the, you know. But if somebody questions it, in other words, somebody says there was a conversion, there was an adoption, there was something that already questions the validity of the lineage, so then you have obligation to check into it. Then the Gemara says, Ika da Amri, some people say a different thing. Amr Rav Yehuda, a different version of what we just learned. That Amr Rav Yehuda Merav, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. Again, like we said before, this is Rav Meir's opinion that you have to look four generations back. Ava Chachamim Eimet, Chachamim say, Kol Mishpachas Becheskes Kasher Sein Eimdes. All families are assumed to be kosher. Amr Rav Chama Bar Guri Amr Rav, and on this, Rav Chama Bar Guri said, Im Kredol of Irud. If somebody raises a doubt about the validity of the people's kosherness, then Sarach Liv the Gachra, then everybody says you need to check it out. And that's the halacha, basically. In other words, if you know somebody is Jewish, you don't have to start looking, maybe they're a mamzer, maybe they're a shtuki, a sufi, a this and that. You know, you have to make sure they're Chabad, but that's it. I mean, then...
Not Chabad, then you got a problem, right?
Then you got a big problem.
The person had the same hug, they check the bank account.
The bank account. And the car. They check the car also.
Because the car is Galui.
Mumim Sheba Galui. Okay, so the bottom line of the Gemara is that we assume that the families are kosher. But again, if a question comes up, so then you have to check into it and validate that the family is not good. Okay. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah said another thing. The Mishnah started saying, but if somebody worked on the Mizbeach as a Kohen, you don't have to check anymore. If somebody was in the Beis Din, you don't have to check anymore. The Gemara is just going to explain the details of the Mishnah. Said in the Mishnah, Ein Beitkin Min HaMizbeach Alamaylo. In other words, a Kohen that worked on the Mizbeach on the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to question his lineage. So Gemara says,
"My type."
What? No, basically, mean you don't have to check the ancestors above the Kohen, because the Gemara says, "My time or why?" So Gemara says, "Very simple. Ilav de batku, Because if Beis Din didn't examine the family, they wouldn't allow him to work in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, and we said that last time, one of the main functions of the big Beis Din, one of the main functions of the big Beis Din, that's Beis Din 71 that sat in the Beis HaMikdash, was to check out the Kohanim and Levim. The Gemara is going to say also about the Levim, to make sure they're a kosher Kohanim to work on the Mizbeach. Because if they weren't kosher Kohanim, then either they didn't allow them to be Kohanim, period, or if a Kohen would have a physical blemish, you know, a physical blemish that wouldn't allow them to work on the Mizbeach, so they sat and checked the wood to make sure there are no worms in the wood. So the Gemara is saying, once a Kohen is working on the Mizbeach, he's already pre-checked by Beis Din to make sure the family is a kosher family. If not, they wouldn't let him work in the Mizbeach.
So if Ezra took those 40,000 Jews back to Israel,
no.
How did he know that?
They checked, that's Ezra did the checking that we learned.
Checked with the Levites and the Kohen.
Right.
What? What if the Kohen, not by birth or family or blemish, but what if like he did something like that was disqualifying, like murder or something like that?
So then he becomes disqualified, but that's not what we're talking about. Those are unique situations.
Okay,
then it said also, V'leimen aduchen l'maylam. Also, if a Levi saying on the platform, you know, we say in davening, Levim beduchanam, Kainim avidosim, Levim beduchanam. That's because duchan is a platform. And the Levim would sing on a platform. So therefore, it says from the duchan and above, you don't check. My time again. The Amar Mar, because we're taught in the Braitha, Shesham Hayu Yeshem Yachsi Kuna, there in the chamber of the Beis HaMikdash, there where sat the judges who researched the genealogical state of the Kohanim and Levim. So obviously any Levi that were saying in the Beis HaMikdash was a kosher Levi. He was already checked by Beis Din.
Why so to mention all this here, if it's been checked by the Beis Din, why to waste pages in the Gemara?
That's how we know it, that they checked, because the Gemara says that they checked it. Okay, also then it says, they didn't have to check if somebody was a dayan in the Beis Din, then they didn't have to check him either. Okay, so the Gemara says, my time, why can we assume they're all kosher? Because Rav Yosef learned the Braisa, it says, k'shem she Beis Din menukim b'tzedek, just like the members of the Sanhedrin are acquired to be clean in integrity. You couldn't have a Kohen that was a ganef, a thief. I mean, not a Kohen, a judge. So just like they were clean in integrity, kach menukim mikol mum, they also have to be clean from any blemish. Okay? It didn't apply, but the Mefarshim explained, it didn't apply to the Beis Din of 3. It applied to the Beis Din of 23, the Beis Din of 71. Anybody that was in that type of a Beis Din was already pre-checked that their lineage was good. And Memel, if somebody works in the Sanhedrin, you have to check his family to make sure. Then the Gemara says like this. Amar Mereimer said, my kra, where do we see in the Torah that this is a requirement to make sure they're clean? Because it says, Kalach Yofa Rayasi, you are entirely beautiful, my friend. Mumum Einbach, there's no blemish in you. Okay, this was Shlomo HaMelech. And it's referring to Sanhedrin, to teachers of the Sanhedrin. So therefore, like the Mefarshim say, you can't say it refers to all Jews, because not all Jews are so beautiful in Menschlichkeit, you know, in honesty and so on. Okay, so the Gemara says, Eim amum amamish. How do you know when it says umum einbach, there's no blemish, how do you know it means genealogical blemish? Maybe it means physical blemish. Maybe it means a physical blemish. How do you know it refers to the mishpacha? Amaravacha by Yaakov. Amakra, the pasuk says by Meisher Rabbeinu, when Meisher Rabbeinu appointed the judges, it says v'siatzu sham imach, they should stand with you, with Meisher Rabbeinu. Meaning, what does it mean with you? They should stand. What does it mean imach with you? They had to be b'daimim lach. They had to be clear of any family blemish. Which is interesting, because Meisher Rabbeinu, did have a family blemish. If Moshe Rabbeinu was born, was before Matan Torah. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have been born after Matan Torah, he would have been a mamzer. Because Yecheven married her uncle. I mean, no. No. Amram married his aunt. And an aunt cannot marry a nephew. An uncle can marry a niece. Mm-hmm. Right? But the opposite, a niece cannot marry... No. An aunt cannot marry her nephew. Right? And that's what Amram married his aunt. That's why by Matan Torah we learned Amram and Yecheved split. They had to divorce by Matan Torah because they weren't allowed to stay married. It was forbidden. They married somebody else and they had kids called Eldod and Medod. Oh. Huh? Eldod, Medod.
Aaron would have been a chala also.
Aaron would have been a chala too. Again, but the Gemara says, but before Matan Torah, just think Moshe Rabbeinu was no blemish. So judges also have no blemish. So it says, the Dumma Mishum Shechina. Maybe they're unblemished because the Shechina was, because of the Shechina that was there. Okay? So he says, Amar Rav Nachman Amakra, V'hokal Mi'alecha V'nosu Itach. That there should be easing the burden for Moshe Rabbeinu and bear it with you. B'daymim lach similar to Moshe. So therefore the Gemara learns out like this. Whether you're working on the Mizbeach, whether you worked in the Levium singing, whether you worked in the Bezdin, all these people do not need to check out the families because all the families are already pre-checked. And therefore we assume that there's no blemishes in the family and therefore you're allowed to mention it. Then the Mishnah continues, more people that you don't have to. Call me Shehorsu Gavesa of Mishetri Rabim. Any person whose ancestors were in public office, you can marry their daughters off for Koyanim. Okay? So the Gemara says, Lememi, you're telling me, Ledele Mukminim Bepsulim, that we do not appoint public officials from blemished people? It's not true. But Amin will ask you a question. It says, Hakol Kshedim Lodun Dini Maminis, every Jew is kosher to judge monetary cases, but they not kill Kshedim Lodun Dini Fashas. But not everybody could judge capital punishment. And we asked the question, Hakol, what does it mean, all? It says, in Hakol, what does it mean? Okay, even a mamzer could be a judge for monetary cases. So the Gemara asked the question, so you see public officials were not necessarily pure, they could have even been a mamzer. So how could you say anybody whose ancestors were public officials, you don't have to check? A mamzer could be a public official.
We don't mean Beitin, part of Beitin.
No. So the Gemara answers, Amabai b'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, all judges, not of a Bezdin, judges of public officials that had to make decisions and judgments, okay? So Abai answers, in Yerushalayim, they only picked public officials that were clean slated. They checked into the family.
Politicians? We are talking politicians here?
Well, that's a contradiction of terms.
Okay.
An honest politician? A clean politician?
Okay. I'm talking about that.
Rav Shim Barzira B'Kedusha B'Levi in the Tesaft of Kedusha, he said B'Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, public officials had to be clean. They actually checked the lineage to make sure they were clean. So the Mishnah speaking, Yerushalayim, if a guy was a public official, his daughter could marry a Kohen. Because you assume the family is a kosher family. They don't have to, if they were a non-kosher family, they didn't let him work in Yerushalayim in public office. Okay, I think it says another interesting thing. What?
He brought up the idea of the Sanhedrin, though, the 23 and the...
Right.
So for the Sanhedrin and the 2371, he can't be, if he was a mamzer in his family, he wouldn't be able to do it.
No. Monetary things he could judge.
No, not monetary, I'm saying, but if there was a mamzer somewhere in the lineage.
Then he couldn't, then he's a mamzer too. So then he couldn't be a judge of capital punishment.
But if a mamzer is a talmid chacham, above all,
he still can't marry a Jewish girl.
Above all,
he's better than a kohen gadol. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says,
right.
But he still can't marry a Jewish girl.
And cannot see any dinim nefashot.
No. You give him, the Mishnah says in Hadius, that Mamzer Talmud Chacham Kedem, Lekedem Gadol Amoretz, that means as far as calling him to the Torah first, giving him respect, but that doesn't make him a kosher Jew. He's still a Mamzer. He's a learned Mamzer.
And even his child is a subject to
a mamzer is a permanent mamzer.
Why did they give him extra, like, they make him look prestigious?
What?
To be called up to Torah first? And
well, nowadays it's not done, because nowadays, in Gemara times, in Shulchan Aruch, the actual Shulchan Aruch, it says, when you, why do you give Kohen first? Because you're supposed to respect Kohen, right? But it says, in Halacha, it's a Mishnah, but if a Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen Gadol, if he's illiterate, and you have a mamzer who's a scholar, he should be called first. The Pearl Shechonar, the Poskim right, today we don't do that, because you know you're going to start fighting who can learn better. So therefore it's accepted tradition, you know, a Kohen goes first, then a Levi, then, you know, you don't put a Talmud Chacham before a Kohen today. Because otherwise, who's going to, you know what's going to happen.
Especially in the Moroccan shul, it's so dangerous.
Yeah. Over there, they'll throw knives.
The mamzer doesn't have a status of Yisrael, does he?
He sure does. He's obligated in all mitzvahs.
Oh, he's obligated.
The only thing he can do is marry a Jewish girl. I mean, he can marry a Giyadis, we learned before in the Gemara. Right? He can marry another mamzer, but we don't allow them because then their kids are going to be mamzerim. So technically, if you have a Giyadis, let's say, technically, I don't know practical halacha if it's done, but technically, even an halacha, if you have a Giyadis, let's say, that cannot have kids, she can't. Either she's old or whatever the situation, she can't have kids. Technically, she's a mamzer can marry her. The only reason you don't have a mamzer marry a Giyadis is because then the kids would be mamzerim. But if there's not going to be any kids, the actual thing, a mamzer could marry a Giyadis.
Would the kids count as the mitzvah of having children?
It says in halacha, mamzer is counted as poor for you.
What is that? I'm sorry.
If you give birth to a mamzer, you do the mitzvah poor.
Oh yeah, because
still a Jew.
It's a Torah.
So a mamzer can never have children. Is that, I mean, once a person's a mother, they can't have children with anybody.
You got a problem. Okay, the gabi tzedakah. And then if somebody's ancestors were known to be charity collectors, then you could also marry off the kid to a kohen. So listen to this. My time of why. It says like this. Kiven de min subadi inshi. Charity collectors always fight with people. The Amar Mar, because it says, Mamashkinen al tzedakah feel a better Shabbos. In those days, it wasn't like today. We should reinforce this today. Tzedakah collectors used to force people to give money. The imamish, they had the ability, even Erev Shabbos, they can seize money of pledges.
Yeah.
Now, so obviously everybody hated them. So if there was any, if there was any dirt that existed in the family, it would come out in the fighting. So therefore, if a gabe tzedakah, nobody ever mentioned that they're mamzer or something like that, this is inside my time of the Amar Mar, because we say given the mince body and she charity collectors, yeah, are always fighting with people. The Amar Mar, because we learned in the Braisa, it says Mamashkinin al tzedakah filu b'erev Shabbos. Charity collectors are even have the authority by Torah to seize pledges for an unpaid even an erev Shabbos. You know, you could think, when every Jew is busy, he's busy preparing for Shabbos, come back out, they have a right to collect the money. Therefore, one minute, Vim Isa, and if you're going to say, the Ika, that there's a blemish in the family. If they call it, people would know about it. Because when people fight,